Today is December 17th, 2012. I sat down last night to record a podcast, but I really had a hard time gathering my thoughts and figuring out what I wanted to say, especially with the tragedy that happened on Friday. I'm sure everybody knows about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre where 20 children were killed and six adults. I took the day off on Friday. I got home around 11:15, and as I always do, I turned on the TV, and the first initial report was that there was a shooting at a school, and there was one injury with a woman who got shot in the foot. And so I didn't think much about that. That's all they said. Then they went back to the regular program for a little while. And then, so I was watching other things on my DVR and you know, stuff like that. And then I went back to the TV to see the noon news. And at that time, of course, it had blown up and there was this full coverage of this major shooting. So I ended up watching that coverage all day while I was doing other things. And the more that was revealed, the more details we got, the scarier it got, of course. And the fact that it hit so close to home in terms of an elementary school really touched me, I think, more than usual, because most of the shootings that we've had in the last 4 years or 5 years or however long you go back, they've been adults that have been killed. And this was so many children, it just doesn't make sense. And of course, I'm thinking, you know, right away about all of the gun laws and the NRA and the mental health situation and all of these different things start going through my head. And I'm thinking, you know, everyone over the weekend, of course, I watched more coverage and found out more and more details and heard all the people talk. And last night I watched the president give his speech at the, I guess it was in the memorial service for at the high school there in Newtown, Connecticut. But, you know, ultimately, I don't think things are going to change because the NRA and the gun lobby is so strong that, and the Republicans control the House. I just don't think this is going to make a difference. I would like to think that this is a good starting point to change in our gun laws, but ultimately, I don't think anything is going to truly happen. We may see a ban on assault rifles, but I don't think, in terms of major gun legislation, things will happen. I also don't think that there'll be major changes in mental health in terms of people like this having access to guns. Because the mental health, I guess, the situation of the mental health in our country is pretty dismal as it is. Just today, my governor in the state of Virginia is proposing, as part of his budget plan, to reduce the budget for the mental health by $1.5 million. So I don't think much is going to change in terms of funding or getting these people help and so forth. Of course, everybody posted this over the weekend on their Facebook page, the article that was written by a mother who has a 13-year-old son who is on medication and has these fits of outrage at times. And it was an excellent article. I'm sure many of you who are listening have already read that article, but it was entitled, "I Am Adam Lanza's Mother." And it was a really good description of a parent and what the parent has to deal with kids like this. And I'm thinking about this, I think to myself, well, as the kid is growing up, you notice these things, you do your best. Like this woman was describing what she's gone through since the kid was born, and he's on medication and so forth. But once the kid turns 18, he doesn't have to take medication anymore if he doesn't want to. And keeping these people on their medication is, you can't guarantee anything. And the other thing, too, that I keep reading about, because I'm reading all the comments and all these articles that are posted on Washington Post and Huffington Post and so forth, and there's this thread that's running through there that says, you know, you can't assume that all people with mental health issues are going to be violent. That's true. I completely agree with you. But those that do you know, have these violent tendencies really need to be watched carefully and absolutely should not have any access to guns. The mother who was killed, Adam Lanza's mother, she was a gun enthusiast and she had lots of guns in her house. And I guess she thought they made her feel safe when really those were the guns that killed her. I don't know. You know, there's too much speculation about the motive of this kid and why he did this and why the mother was so secretive about, like, she never let people in her house. And I mean, just there's just too many other things going on. And for sure, this will not be the last mass shooting we will experience in our country. And again, I don't think that we're going to have major changes in gun laws or mental health situation or any of that stuff. I don't think we're going to see major changes because our country is so split politically anyway that when it comes to making these decisions, they cannot come together on anything, let alone see the value of strong gun legislation. But it's not, again, it's not just gun control. It's mental health issues. It's talking about the Second Amendment and what it really, truly means, no matter what the Supreme Court said in 2010 with the Heller case. I, in my own personal opinion, I know I've stated this before on other podcasts, but the Second Amendment does not guarantee individuals the right to bear arms. It was intended to be for, at the time, a well-regulated militia, meaning that the citizens would get together to become the army of the time to defeat England or whoever the enemy was at the time. The part, even let's say that even if they determine that the Second Amendment does mean individuals' rights to own guns, the words well-regulated should be used now to regulate firearms. There's no reason why we can't say no assault, no assault rifles or assault weapons, or excuse me, semi-automatic weapons, whatever they're called. Because see, I don't know anything about guns, and I have absolutely no desire to learn anything about guns. But I don't think that we need anything like the level of gun that this kid had access to. Nor should we have any level of guns that the Army has. And at the time that this Second Amendment was written, what did we have? Muskets and guns that took like a minute to load? I mean, this is absolutely not what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they came up with the Second Amendment. That is just, it's when I hear gun control people say that that's actually what it means, that they're delusional. Just as they're delusional when they say more guns would mean safer schools. I've heard these idiots saying that if teachers had guns, then this would not have happened or he would not have killed as many people. More guns is never the answer. And I don't know how people can think that way. I just don't get it. So anyway, my plan was to sit down and talk about our fun-filled, crazy weekend, because even though the tragedy overshadowed everything, we actually did have a fun weekend, and maybe I'll record later this week and tell you about that. But I'm still a little shocked about this whole incident and the fact that so many children were killed. Again, that's not what you usually hear when it comes to these mass shootings. So that was a little more than I could take. I think everything Obama said last night was absolutely dead on. Or I shouldn't say dead on. Was accurate and heartfelt. And I think he does a good job of starting to heal the country when these kind of things happen, because his speeches are just amazing. I saw on Facebook one person said that Obama's speech last night was his Gettysburg Address. I'm not so sure about that, but it was an extremely moving speech, and the way he named all of the children and all the people who were killed. You know, he is a really good president. I don't care what other people think. I think he's a really good president. So anyway, I'm not going to carry this on much longer, but I just you know, I can't say I'm shaken up, but I definitely was shaken up on Friday. But things have calmed down. Getting back to work was, you know, that's what all the mental health professionals suggest you do, is get back into your routine and just continue to know that you are going to be safe. And, you know, we can do the best we can, and we have to move on. So anyway, sorry to be such a downer cast, but I know I wanted to record a podcast. I just didn't know what I wanted to say until today. So there you go. I think I definitely will come back later this weekend and talk about the weekend and the upcoming holidays or whatever. Anyway, that is all for tonight. If you have any comments, feel free to leave them or, you know, call the voicemail line or whatever. And tell me what you think, especially if you have a differing opinion about gun control. So, until next time, bye.